Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
All right. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Okay, we're going to play Jordan Davis's brand new song to start the show. Luckily for us, we have Jordan Davis in here for a minute. We actually have recorded a really great interview on Tuesday, which we will act like is live. But we just did it. I'm going to tell you, A+, right?
A plus. Yeah, smoked it.
What, right?
Yeah. Really good.
Great interview.
It's going to air on Tuesday, and we're going to be like, we're here with Jordan Davis. But we just did it now.
Yeah.
But you're here now. And so I do want to talk about the brand new song. It's called What My World Spins Around. So describe the song to me. When you wrote it, what were you feeling?
I think it was a song I wrote about my wife. You know, I love that saying, you know, man, that spins my world around. And it's usually something, sports, you know, fishing, something that we, you know, love. And I think that, you know, my wife is, she's a rock star. So I think I kind of got into that headspace and was like, you know, my world kind of revolves around her. And that's kind of where we wrote it from.
I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this back 40 view on our piece of ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around.
Tomorrow night, you'll be in Piedmont, Alabama. True or false?
Piedmont, yes, true.
Okay, and will you play all the good songs or just some of them?
I will play all the good ones.
Okay, will you play any of your crappy ones?
Some bad ones,
Okay.
I'll play a few bad ones,
so you're going to get it all. You're going to get the good ones, the crappy ones, the whole Jordan Davis experience.
The whole nine yards, yep.
Jordan will be in on Tuesday for a big old long fun interview. You guys go check him out. Are you still doing Cameo?
I am. You remember when you threw me under the bus for the Cameo price?
The price.
How much was it?
How much you charge?
I think I was like...
It was over 100, but it was for charity.
It was $100, but it all went to charity. And Bobby was like, God, this guy, well, get off your high horse, bro.
My situation was you could actually make some money for charity if you make it like $35.
You're right.
Because who in the world was, at that time, what the crap did you have as far as songs go?
I didn't have
not
Almost
much.
Babies Out.
Right, not much. Right?
Yeah, I was just slumming. I definitely did have My Dirt. So, but...
Now, if you were to charge that, I don't think I would be as offended by it.
But I think you're right. If I were to go to like $75 and just make it known that like, but that was so funny. I can't remember. Somebody texted me and was like, hey, Bobby's beating you up pretty good on your Cameo price.
I'm getting on Cameo, then I'm going to let you go. Here we go. Jordan.
I don't think I'm on it anymore.
Well, let me say, Jordan Davis, country music singer.
He quit after you.
It's gone up. It's 200. No more charity.
I'm scarred.
It just says notify me when available.
Oh. Mm. So, like, yeah, I have to, like, open it up. I guess I have to, like, get involved.
It'll notify me. I count on it to tell me when you're available. All right, there he is, Jordan Davis. You could go watch him this weekend. What My World Spins Around is the new song. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll see you Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank y'all.
It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My daughter's school year finishes up next week. I'm thinking about giving her teacher a nice bottle of wine as an end-of-year gift. I mentioned this to my friend, and she said she thinks it'd be inappropriate to give a teacher wine. I've known the teacher for a couple years. I know she would appreciate the wine, but is my friend right? Would it be wrong to gift alcohol to a sixth-grade teacher? Signed, Mom of a Sixth Grader. Here's the thing. It would be wrong to gift a sixth grader alcohol. I don't think it would be wrong to gift a sixth grade teacher alcohol as long as the alcohol didn't go in the school or the classroom.
Correct.
I think she's an adult.
Yeah.
Adults like wine. And if you're a teacher, you probably really like wine because you need wine. As long as you don't send your kid with the wine to give it to the teacher, or you don't send the wine through the school building, I think it is an absolutely acceptable gift to give the teacher wine. Amy?
Yeah, I think it's totally fine. I think that, yeah, you probably need the proper delivery system in place. And then you need to know, like sometimes you need to know about the teacher. If the teacher likes the wine, great, you're good to go. Like, just know who you're gifting. If not, coffee's always a safe route.
Eddie?
Oh, I think the teacher's going to love that you got him a bottle of wine. Absolutely. But you're right. Don't take that to the school. Don't even.
Yeah, I can't even go to the building. It's got to get to them some other way.
Meet him in a parking lot.
Then that looks shady. But yes, go for it. We say go forth with your wine. Give it to her. Give it to him. Guy or girl, not sure which it is, but that's a great gift as long as they're a wine drinker.
Right.
There you go. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's now time for our listener Fun Fact Friday Fact of the Week.
Hey, morning studio. Did you know the original name of the search engine Google was actually Backrub? And I have another one. Did you know that the heart of the blue whale weighs 400 pounds? Thanks. Have a great day.
Hi, Jolynn from San Marcos, Texas. Appreciate that.
Me too.
Google was named Backrub. I would save that in your head in case you're playing some sort of trivia game sometime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
That's something that would come up. And then it's a heck of a heart there.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Okay, 400 pounds. Okay.
Fun Fact Friday.
All right, let's count them down 5-1.
Number 5.
The shortest number one hit ever is the song Stay from 1960 by Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. Oh, this song is just 1 minute and 38 seconds long, and it's from Dirty Dancing.
And it's over, just like that.
I like this song.
Please, 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 please.
I guess I thought it was only a song from a movie and didn't have a full...
Me neither.
Yeah, and then Old Town Road's pretty short too, huh?
Yeah, that is 1 minute 53 seconds.
Wow, that is short.
Yeah, I didn't know that was on the list there. But so what's that? Old Town Road, where does it fall on the list?
Number 2.
Is there a 3?
I don't have that one.
Okay, there you go.
Number 4.
Speaking of music, your favorite song is likely your favorite because you associate it with an emotional event in your life. And this is a study that was done by the Journal of Psychology of Music.
Which is why you don't normally get a new favorite song later in life. You're usually not 51 years old and you go, I got a new favorite all-time life song. Mm. It's usually somewhere in your teens to your early 30s, with mostly in the middle of that. Like my favorite songs, like John Mayer, Stop This Train, because I was like growing up then and I was like in my 20s trying to figure it out. Willie Nelson, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, because my grandma was such a huge Willie Nelson fan. So all of mine are related to specific moments and memories.
Not Watermelon Sugar? Is that a new memory that you made?
No.
Okay.
I like that song. I listen to Harry's House a lot, his new album.
Yeah.
But no, that's not it.
Number 3.
Here's something to think about next time you're on the treadmill. They were invented in the early 1800s as a way of punishing prisoners in England.
Mm-hmm. They put them on to make them walk.
Well, yeah.
And then they all started to get real ripped. And they're like, uh-oh, they're getting bigger than we are. They're going to fight us. They're going to kill us.
Number 2.
There have been 11 different countries with their own version of the show, The Office, and the show is set at a paper company in all of them except Germany, where it's an insurance company, and also in Poland, where it's a bottled water company.
In Germany, I thought it'd be a sauerkraut factory.
But why? I wonder why they had to alter it for those countries.
I don't know. Maybe they don't love paper as much. Maybe a more boring culture thing's water. Yeah. I don't know. It's just a cult. I assume it's just part of the culture. You ever see Everybody Loves Raymond in Russian?
Oh, yeah. What was that documentary called? Mm-hmm,
that's where I saw it, where he went over. I think Phil Rosenthal is the guy's name who created it. Went to Russia to create their version of Everybody Loves Raymond, and their humor is so different. It's very much slapstick falling down. It's, but they had it, and it was on the air there for a long time.
It wasn't really working because the translation was so weird.
So we had to go over to fix it.
Wow. Wow, that's very interesting.
Number one.
So if there was a hole going all the way through the earth and you fell in it, it would take about 38 minutes for you to get to the other side.
Wow.
That's a lot longer than I thought. I was going to say like 20 seconds. Wow, 40 minutes. Ah!
That's a big world.
And eventually at some point as you're going, ah, you're like, man, I'm tired.
Yeah.
You just chill or pass out.
It probably gets really hot down there too.
Well, this is hypothetical. Yeah, we're not torturing ourselves.
Okay.
Fun Fact Friday.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Jimmy Allen and Jennifer Lopez collab is out today. Here is their song called On My Way.
I was on my way to you.
Eldridge shared a new song from his upcoming album. This one is called I Feel Fine.
I feel fine. I feel fine. I feel fine. I got steam on this train. I got fire in my veins. I feel fine.
Jordan Davis released a new song called What My World Spins Around.
I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living. That's what my world spins around.
I'm Morgan. That's your skinny.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
There's this woman, Kathy. She's a mom. She's 55 years old. And a few years ago, she was diagnosed with ALS. And now she's in a wheelchair. But her son, Zach, was getting married. And she wanted to have a dance with him. So there's a video that is going viral of her other sons lifting her up to support her so that she could dance with her son that's getting married. And she says the most special part about this video going viral is that it's helping raise awareness for ALS.
If that were my mom, I think I would be in such shambles crying, I would not be able to dance. Like, it's incredibly moving. I saw the video. But I think I would probably just be an emotional wreck if that were to happen, that I don't think I would be able to actually dance. Because I will only dance to one song, and that's Let's Get It Started with Black Eyed Peas.
It's a lot of movement there.
It is, right? And I'd have been too emotional to do that. I did see, too, in a little side version of this, they took down the original version of that song. Quietly, just took it down. It's not Let's Get It Started. Let's Get It, the R word. They pulled it all down.
Rockin'?
No.
No.
Okay, I'll tell you off the air. Do you not know?
No. Here. What's with R's?
The R word.
The R word.
The original version.
Why would they even say that?
Well, that was on the album version.
Really?
No, that was the song.
Yeah.
That's what came out.
Wow.
And then on radio, it wasn't. It was just Let's Get It Started. Mm-hmm. And so, but they quietly didn't make a deal about it. They pulled it all, which they should have.
Yeah.
But that's a word, rightfully, it's so wrong to say that back then it was used more liberally. Again, wrongfully. That's it. They pulled it down.
I'm still shocked that that was the original version. Wow. That's crazy. I didn't know that.
I remember when it came out, I wasn't that shocked, but I was like, ooh, they shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Amy, that's a good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We Googled easy trivia for kids. These are the questions that we got. They'll start super easy. Nobody goes home round one. Amy, your first question. In the category of time, how many hours in a day?
24.
Correct. Lunchbox, how many seconds in a minute?
60.
Eddie, how many days in a week?
7.
Correct. And Morgan, how many months in a year?
12.
Correct. Everybody's good. Nobody goes home the first round. The only person not on the board this season is Lunchbox.
That's all right. Everybody likes a comeback story, you know?
We do love a good comeback.
Everybody thinks they're sitting there up sweet and going to lose. I'm coming.
If you miss, you'll hear this sound right here.
You've been boned.
Up first, she's wearing the tiara because she is the champion this season. Amy, the category is U.S. history. Now we talk about a tiara. You're wearing yours. What president's known for wearing a top hat and having a beard?
Abe Lincoln.
Correct. Lunchbox, the first female vice president of the United States is who?
Oh, Kamala Harris.
Correct. Eddie, how many stars on the U.S. flag?
Stars, there are 50 stars.
Correct. Hey, Morgan, how many stripes on the U.S. flag?
13.
Correct. Good job. All right, everybody still in. We're moving on to the category of countries.
Yes.
Amy, what country is popular for its pyramids?
That would be, I haven't been, but I would like to, Egypt.
Correct. Lunchbox, what's the most popular sport in the country of Brazil?
Well, we call it soccer, so I'm saying soccer.
Correct. Eddie, Niagara Falls borders the United States and what other country?
Canada.
Correct. Morgan, the Panama Canal is a waterway in what country? The Panama Canal is a waterway in what country?
South America.
South America is not a country.
That's a continent.
Yeah, and the Panama Canal would be in Panama.
You've been boned.
Oh my goodness, she's wearing a Yale
the
shirt
The way
today.
She laughs.
She's wearing a Yale shirt today, yeah.
Who cares? I suck at geography. I also have a win
is
and you
like
don't.
Yale, Kansas? Like a town?
No. Or no. Yale College.
Is that a restaurant?
Okay. Morgan has been eliminated.
Yeah, that's fine.
Three people remaining. The category is the solar system.
Oh, ah,
yes.
Why?
Not including Pluto, Amy. How many planets are in the solar system? Not including Pluto. Always controversial. Okay. Probably a dwarf planet.
I think when Pluto's included, it's 9. So when it's not included, it must be 8.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Correct. Lunchbox, what's the first planet of the solar system? The first planet.
Well, I'm going to go to this song by the Raging Idiots. My very energetic mother baked me 9 pizzas.
Not how it goes, but you got the first few words probably correct-ish.
So your answer is my?
The planet of Mayendo.
So
myopia.
Who, what baked is?
My very energetic.
Mother
the
made
the first planet lunchbox in the solar system. What are you working with here? What are you thinking?
Well, there's two. There's two that are M, Mars and Mercury. I mean, how do you know which one's first?
Yeah, it's tough.
There's an order? What is.
Do you know anything about Mercury?
No, I don't. No. I don't know anything about Mars either.
Yeah,
though.
I was going to ask that next.
Yeah, I don't know anything about any. The solar system's stupid, just so you know.
Okay.
Like, yeah. It's so boring. When they teach that in school, right now, I'd not pay attention.
What's the first planet of the solar system, Lunchbox?
I'll go with Mars. Why not?
Wow. It's incorrect.
Well, I mean, I
thought he was doing you've that. You've been boned.
What do you have on your shirt?
Chicago Cubs.
Oh,
that was Kansas.
Okay, yeah, me too.
I mean,
my very energetic mother just served us 9 pizzas. Pizza being Pluto. It's a dwarf planet, but yeah.
Oh, so Maya is not?
Maya is Mercury.
Mercury, that would have been it.
And I really thought he was sandbagging us.
No, I really.
Eddie.
How would I know that?
Come on.
I don't know. First grade?
Oh, yeah.
Well, all
you
want to
know when I started making
grade.
C's? Fifth grade. So.
Eddie.
Come on.
What planet is also named after a Roman goddess?
Venus.
Venus is correct. Nice job.
Oh.
Is that easy?
I had that one.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No, no chance. All right. Anyway, you're out. Next up, Amy, the category is cartoons. You'll each get 2 questions in this category.
Okay.
Okay.
Amy, what kind of animal is Jerry and Tom and Jerry? Are you familiar with Tom and Jerry?
Yeah, I feel like it's a... Yes? It's like a... Is it a cat and a mouse?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Or is it 2 cats?
Tom and Jerry. What is
Well, I don't
Jerry?
Know which one's which. Is it a mouse or is it 2 cats? Is it a cat? Tom and Jerry. Why am I going to go out because of a cat? A Tom. Which one is who? Who are you asking?
Tom, I need an answer.
Who are you asking
about? What kind
about?
Of animal is Jerry?
This doesn't even look like a mouse. I don't know. A cat.
A cat is incorrect.
You've been booed.
Freaking A.
Tomcat.
Did you say freaking A?
Yes, I did. Because I can't believe Tom Cat, but Jerry's a mouse.
Hey, Eddie, come for
on.
The win.
Come on, Bo.
What cartoons? Cable network did the cartoon Doug premiere on in 1991?
Yeah, I think Doug was just Nickelodeon. Doug was on Nickelodeon.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, I mean, Nickelodeon. Let's go for the win.
Eddie says Nickelodeon for the win. The answer is Nickelodeon.
Yeah!
Eddie takes the lead.
Woo! Hey, what's the score?
I believe you have three and Amy has two.
Let's go, man. I want that.
One.
I want that tiara so bad.
Yeah, there you
Let's go.
Let's go. Nice win, Eduardo.
Thank you.
Nice job, nice job. All right, that's easy trivia. We'll play it again next week. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Freedom is not free, and it comes with a high price paid for by America's heroes and their families. Heroes like Marine Corps Master Sergeant Aaron Torian, who died on February 15th, 2014 in Afghanistan. Before his death, he served honorably for 10 years with 2 combat tours in Iraq and 4 in Afghanistan. He was 36 years old when he passed, survived by his wife Jerly and their 3 children, Elijah, Laurabella, and Avery. While left without their hero, the Torian family was not left behind. Each of their children are multi-year scholarship recipients from the Folds of Honor as they pursue their education. The Folds of Honor provides life-changing scholarships for families of military heroes like the Torian family. A need this great needs patriots like you. Join the Folds of Honor Squadron with a recurring donation of as little as $13 a month at www.foldsofhonor.org/squadron. That's foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Join the mission today. foldsofhonor.org/squadron. This is Valerie from Michigan.
I just wanted to tell you I'm a daily listener, and I really appreciate everything that you guys do, and was listening to the show today and heard a listener say that achieve. Wanted to use the quote, there's no straight line to success. And I actually wrote that on my wrist when I was listening to the show the other day because I've been going through some things and some changes in my life. And I just wanted you to realize that we all listen out here every day. And you may not think that some of the things that you say are that important, but to the rest of us, the little things mean a lot. And we appreciate all of you guys on the show.
I'm writing that down on my wrist. The little things mean. See, I'm taking from her. Little things too. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's awesome. We appreciate that, Valerie. The No Straight Line to Success hoodies and like the sweatshirts are going back up today at like 9 Central if you guys want to grab those. So I'll put that up on my Twitter and Instagram. Here is Lori from Harrisburg, PA.
I ordered your book, and what is odd that today I got a package from UPS with just a little card, and it looks like you and maybe your puppy Stanley with a signature, but I didn't see no book, and then I'm getting that the book's coming in June. So I'm just a little confused. Are you just sending out cards since you were going to sign every book and just did it that route? If you can maybe say something about that, I'd greatly appreciate it.
You got it.
Thank you so much. Your show.
Oh, sorry. I'm talking over her. The book doesn't come out till June 14th, right, Mike? Yeah. So my kid's book comes out. It's Stanley the dog and his first day at school. It's about how you don't always have to fit in, and things that where you're like, man, I don't fit in, actually make you the coolest kids in the whole world. So June 14th, the book comes out, and I said, hey, I'm going to sign every book. And what the book company does is they just make me sign a sheet of paper, and then they end up attaching it to the book, and they send it out because I had to sign like 12,000 books. And I said, I want to do art, like specific art that isn't in the book. So we had the artist draw Stanley and myself, and I signed every one of these cards that goes into the book. We sent those out early so people would have them when the book got there. So that's what you got. You got it ahead of the book. The book's coming. It'll be trailing it somewhere. But on the 14th, I would bet you get the book. So that's that situation. Nothing is wrong. We're just a little early on the signed cards, you know? All right, here's one more. This is Jonah listening on Bay Country 94.5.
I have a morning corning for you guys. Did you guys hear about the new song about constipation? Oh, wait. It hasn't come out yet.
He can get away with telling that one.
Mm-hmm. I like the real laughter, too, at the end where they were like, hang up.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Mandy Moore, Meghan Trainor, Ashley Tisdale, they're all a part of a cool mom club that was organized by Hillary Duff. And the cool part is they get together, they have dinner, they have experts come in, they do baby classes, and they're just describing it as incredible. And I thought, well, how do we get in on this club?
We have multi-million dollar lifestyles, nannies to watch the kids while your celebrity experts come over.
Yeah, well, I'll normalize this a little bit and share that I'm a part of an adoptive mom's club, and it meets once a month, and it has been a game changer because you do feel support. And there are people that come in. It doesn't cost extra money, but there's people locally, like experts in the field, like people that work with, you know, foster care, and they'll come in and speak and give us tools and tips on how to be better adopted parents.
Now, that's cool.
There we go.
That's really cool.
You can't join the other one?
Oh, yeah.
I like them, but this is a good one.
Yeah, that's like fairy tale, but I just wanted to encourage, moms listening.
Mature, loving.
Cool.
Cool. Okay. Fine. Yeah. Cool. Fine.
Yes. Cool.
Love it. All right, what else you got?
Kind. So there's a study done for people that use mobile payments. Like, do you use your phone to pay for things?
Well, I have Apple Pay, and so I just click, oh, that looks good. Click. There's no click. It has to be what people felt like when they first got a credit card, where you're like, all I have to do is swipe, like in the 80s.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, I just got to double click. And I get that shirt. Okay. And it doesn't feel like you're spending any money until you get the bill.
Oh, I'm glad you said shirt because that's the number one thing that we're impulse buying as Americans is clothes.
I'm going to say shirts in general. Oh, yeah, that's what I buy, clothes and shoes.
No, but clothes, top the list, because that was another headline in an article that I saw, was that we spend, hundreds of dollars on impulse purchases, and we're just not thinking about it. And we're like, click, got it, duh. And then we're in all kinds of debt.
Really struggle with that hundred.
Hundreds
of dollars. All right, what else?
A new study has found that long COVID symptoms, like brain fog, dizziness, and fatigue, could last more than a year. So some that are dealing with long COVID, which most people that are, they're part of a population that they're vaccinated and they never were hospitalized for COVID. They actually had mild symptoms, but then boom, after they got quote unquote recovered from COVID, they have all this stuff that's wrong with them.
Yeah, I know somebody who struggled for 6 months, heart issues, all of it. He got COVID, he's vaccinated, COVID was easy. Oh, done. But then heart problems like crazy, swollen heart. Brain issues, all of it from long COVID, which isn't a really sexy story to talk about, but was like, what's wrong with me? And then went to the doctor. It's like, you have long COVID. Mm. Yep.
Yeah, and it's a real thing. And we're just learning more as it's happening. But the longest follow-up study was just completed. And they said that it could be for more than a year that people deal with it.
Yeah, that's how you're talking about Eddie and Morgan.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't have long COVID, though.
Well, I wondered if they, but Morgan still can't. I know she doesn't
have
long.
That's not long COVID. Okay. If you can lose your voice. Long COVID are symptoms that stay on you and get worse.
Yeah.
And you're so tired. She couldn't come to work if she had long COVID.
Right. But they're the only people here that have had COVID.
You had short COVID, but you're still talking about it. So it's
long. Yeah, I still have that brain fog, though. Yeah.
No, you had that before COVID.
Yeah, you're right.
So, Morgan?
No, for real. There's some things like I don't remember. I don't remember long-term things very well. And I'll try and do my workouts and I'm dying halfway through and they're like, yeah, you've got some of it. It's not as intense as some people's, but you definitely have long COVID.
Well, stand by Eddie. He had brain fog before COVID.
Mm-hmm. But it's getting worse, though.
No, Eddie, that's still... All right, Amy.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
So last week, the Milwaukee Brewers, who are a Major League Baseball team, for you those people that don't follow sports, they did a thing called Kindness in Milwaukee, and their only job was to go out and do something kind. So some people showed up at Starbucks, getting the tab for people. The others went to the grocery store and bagged groceries for the customers. People went to the hospital, delivered lunch. So the Milwaukee Brewers, all the staff and baseball players just went out in the community and had to do kindful things for people.
That's awesome. I thought you were going to say went to the hospital to deliver babies. I was like, wow, that's a big...
Can you do that?
No. Okay. Well, I didn't know if they're Major League ball players. Maybe they got a free pass to do that. That's really cool. What I didn't like was you being angry at people for maybe not knowing who the Brewers were at the beginning of this. This story is Milwaukee. For some of you, don't know baseball.
Well, I mean, some people, which is shocking that people don't like sports. It's very
okay,
weird.
Okay, getting angry again. All right.
But yes, it's pretty cool the Milwaukee Brewers to do that to give back to their community.
That's a good story. Milwaukee, by the way, one of the most underrated, awesome cities in America, which it never shows up on any of those lists. And so I've been there a couple times working with American Idol. And I was always like, man, this city is so cool. I just think of Laverne and Shirley and beer.
Does it smell like beer?
No, it does. If you drive in, when you're driving in, like if you're driving from Chicago.
I never smelled beer.
Now listen, if you've ever made the drive from Chicago, that little hour up to Milwaukee, you roll down those windows, it smells like beer.
I never made the drive. We flew in and it smelled like beer.
You had a different experience.
But a lovely city. All right, that's a good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We're moments away from Dierks Bentley, John Osborne from Brothers Osborne, and Charlie Worsham all performing together. So big Friday morning conversation coming up. And Dierks is a pilot, and that always freaks me out when country stars are also pilots. You know, I like it if it's a full-time pilot that's also a country star. But man, that's your side job. I got a lot to talk about with Dierks about that. Okay, let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Why do some couples go to the gym?
Why do some couples go to the gym?
Because they want their relationship to work out.
I like it.
That's cheap.
I like it.
That was the morning corny.
The Friday morning conversation with
Charlie Worsham with Dierks Bentley and John Osborne.
Charlie, how are you, buddy?
Oh, man, I'm doing good.
You know, I saw you were on the Opry stage maybe last week, and they came out and gave you a big award for your fancy guitar playing.
My first ACM.
Is that right?
Guitar player. That's it, yeah.
That's your first one?
That's my first one.
Wow, so tell everybody here what award you won exactly.
Yeah, I won ACM Acoustic Guitar Player of the Year, stacked category. What's crazy about it is one of the nominees, Brian Sutton, when I was first coming to Nashville, I would try to get lessons from him. He was playing on all the records that I loved, and now we're nominated in categories together, and we played a gig together at Station Inn just last week, and I think I said in the speech that I gave that night, you know, it's something I'd been practicing my whole life, pretty much an acceptance speech, but I was not expecting that moment at all. So I guess it was a good thing I had been practicing.
Congratulations.
That speech, yeah. That speech, you go back on Charlie's Instagram.
Hold on a minute. You can introduce your people here. Oh, we haven't even said who's here.
Well, look, so after the last couple of years, you know, we've just been stuck at our house and stuff. So I wanted to invite some friends, and I often think about if country music was a big old honky tonk, Where would I be in the honky-tonk? And honestly, I would end up sitting at the bar next to these two dudes. And metaphorically, anyway, it's kind of where I've been Well, John and I, gosh, we used to live a couple blocks down the road.
John Osborne, Brothers Osborne. Yeah, John Osborne. He's here. Yes, that's right.
And Dierks Bentley.
And Dierks Bentley's here. Yeah. Yes.
My new boss, actually. Doug Douglas, and I guess, in a sense.
Yeah,
but that's another story.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm about to hit the road with Dierks in the band, and we've been having a ton of fun just working up the set, and it's going to be a good summer.
I just want to quickly remark on Dierks' wardrobe. Were you working out?
Well, I was just in the neighborhood.
Did you ride your bike up here?
I did. I parked in your spot. I sent you a picture. Did you see that?
Lunchbox rides his bike, too.
I know. We bonded over that. Lunchbox was actually taking a video. I passed Lunchbox on the street, and he was taking a video of me, and I thought he was making fun of me. But then we found out that we're biking buddies.
Yeah, we're fellow cyclists, so we take the road seriously.
God. So fellow cyclists. We're both wearing Lycra under our clothes right now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Lunchbox, are you on the east side still?
Yeah.
Oh, so you ride farther than Dierks, is what you're saying.
I'm tougher. Yeah.
Okay, got you.
Yeah, no, this is all downhill for me. This was easy to ride. I'm just casual. We're friends here. I got to dress up for you.
You can dress however you like. Yeah. I like it. That's my point here.
There you go.
Charlie Worsham, John Osborne, Dierks Bentley. So are they here because, Charlie, you just needed the moral support? Or are they actually doing a song with you?
Well, I always need the moral support. Always.
Coffee.
But no, I just haven't gone back with these fellas, and you were so kind to offer me that copper ticket. And
copper's a good word for it, yeah.
No. It's a golden ticket, man. But I just was thinking about how I could make this special, cashing that in. And between the ACM and going out with Dierks, and then John and I have been writing a good bit here lately. I'm getting ready to work on some new music and figuring out a way to maybe make that happen with John in some capacity. And
Dierks, are you breathing in the microphone really loud?
Am I?
Yeah, yes. Man, it's that biking.
Charlie's like, really? Like, we're talking about it, and Dierks goes,
maybe next time take an Uber.
Yeah.
It could be me.
When this become, why am I getting roasted here?
Because you were breathing in the microphone.
Honestly, I don't think it was Dierks.
Who do you think it was?
It was me.
I think maybe it was
Charlie. I drove here.
Okay. Look, this is
it was a long drive.
This is what they call an S show.
Charlie's getting a heartfelt story here, and you're using me as your comedy bits. Come on, man.
Charlie, you wrote this song. This song, and you're playing Anything Like Me, right?
Is that what you're doing? Yeah.
Okay. You wrote this song
with John over Zoom, probably a year and a half ago or something.
Is there any heavy breathing? Is there
like a breathing mandolin? John's the guitar. I'm here for the. It's a new instrument in country music.
Let's hear a song.
All the kids are doing it,
and we'll come back and talk. Here is Charlie Worsham with John Osborne from Brothers Osborne and Dierks Bentley. All right, here we go.
Here we go. If you're anything like me, you love to hear a slide guitar. The lower the ceiling, colder the beer, the better off the bar. And you don't smoke, but you don't mind a secondhand so far. Ain't nothing like a Friday night to set you free. If you're anything like me, mama's biscuits do the trick. If you had to choose between Buck and Merle, you'd find it hard to pick. Put the all y'all in your southern drawl when you're laying it on real thick. But there's a whole lot more than what most people see. If you're anything like me, yeah. Grab a cold one, maybe roll one. Whatever it is, let's pass that thing around. Came worth to try it, you and I. A little different, might talk a little different, might think a little different, no doubt. But if you're anything like me, we can work the difference out.
Come on. Charlie Worsham, John Osborne,
so
Dierks Bentley.
Yeah.
Dang, come on. That's awesome. Great job, guys.
Thanks, man.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Freedom is not free, and it comes with a high price paid for by America's heroes and their families. Heroes like Marine Corps Master Sergeant Aaron Torian, who died on February 15th, 2014 in Afghanistan. Before his death, he served honorably for 10 years with 2 combat tours in Iraq and 4 in Afghanistan. He was 36 years old when he passed, survived by his wife Jerly and their 3 children, Elijah, Laura Bella, and Avery. While left without their hero, the Torian family was not left behind. Each of their children are multi-year scholarship recipients from the Folds of Honor as they pursue their education. The Folds of Honor provides life-changing scholarships for families of military heroes like the Torian family. A need this great needs patriots like you. Join the Folds of Honor Squadron with a recurring donation of as little as $13 a month at www.foldsofhonor.org/squadron. That's foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Join the mission today. foldsofhonor.org/squadron.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Charlie Worsham with Dirk Bentley and John Osborne.
Well, Charlie got a great song there, man. So
thanks.
What's the plan with new music in general?
I'm writing a ton. I'm writing outside of my comfort zone a good bit. And given the history John and I have being in the band, we were in King Billy, we've often collaborated over the years, and he's one of the people on my short list that I call when I'm looking for advice, you know, help with navigating where to go. And so we've been writing a bunch. Ideally, I'd love to do a record with him, kind of shepherding things.
Is this how he's asking you? You haven't heard any of this? And he's like, well, I'll put it
up. You know how it is. It's the music industry, and he's got a crazy schedule. I've got a crazy schedule. Who knows what will or won't work out. But what I do know is he's got wisdom and perspective from our history together, and he knows me better than most people. So the more I write with him, more that we hang out, the more I'm kind of finding my way. But I'm having more fun playing music than I ever have, which is great.
John, what's happening with you guys? When's the new Brothers Osborne stuff coming?
You tell me. I have no idea.
What do you mean, me tell you? How would I?
you know better than I do. And actually, we just we just mixed our first song off of our next record, so it's right there. We did it with a guy named Mike Elizondo. I don't know if you all know Mike, but he's a beast. And then we'll go back in October and finish the record.
Will you explain to our audience, which is basically meaning this room, what someone who mixes a song was? When you say that, I think...
Okay, so it's basically like a cake, right? You got a guy, you got... So we make all the ingredients, like here it is, and then the guy goes in and puts the right ingredients in order in the cake.
So he takes like a guitar part and puts it up there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, sometimes you're like, man, I can't hear the guitar solo. Terrible mix. If you can't hear the vocal, it's not so bad as long as you can hear the guitar solo, because that's all that matters. but honestly, it's like, if something doesn't sound right, this is probably the mixer, yeah.
Dirks, what's happening with you?
Just came down here as a fan.
I'm talking about your music.
I got a new song coming out. I got a song out with El King right now called Worth a Shot, and then I got my own song coming out in July, which Charlie played on.
I lost the first single. I found out this morning.
We wrote together, but it'll be the
thanks. Great way to start the day.
Let me see what I'm hearing here. So Charlie plays guitar on your single that's coming out. However, you thought, John, that a single maybe you wrote was going to be
with him and Luke Dick. We wrote a song together, and I was really excited. I found out this morning that it's not the first single, so it's great.
So I guess I'm finding out this morning that the song that I wrote that you cut's not going to be the single
your
too.
Song will be good. Great. I cut a great song Jim Beavers and Charlie wrote called Billy Strings playing on it. It's pretty cool, but no, that's not going to be the
all right. Well, you know, single either, man, you got Billy's number.
Your songs would be great. Like, you know, the 13th and 14th song, kind of the artistic songs.
Yeah, totally.
It's come first, and the bottoms, like the songs I really like.
Like the Target, the extra songs at Target.
Yeah.
That's kind of my
specialty.
Exclusive.
Great, exclusive songs.
Yeah.
So I should take that Tesla back, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you definitely.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah,
cool.
Don't count on that.
Thanks.
No, I'm going out this summer, and Charlie, you know, Charlie plays on all the songs. He's played on all a lot of my songs, written some of the songs, and played on this whole new album. So he was saying he was kind of quiet in 2022. So I asked him to come out and be in our band for the summer, and he's
so. Do you have
out.
To pay him more than a normal player?
Actually, I just got. I have the same bus I've had since 2003, and the back bunk where he was going to be sleeping was a little tiny bunk, and he felt like he was cool with that because he's like the new member of the band. But we actually just redid the back of the bus and gave him a full size condo bunk. So that's his pay.
Yeah. Nice. That's bonus. Yeah.
Oh, it is.
It is a bonus. Trust me.
A lot of mildew back there, and be careful.
It's be great.
Did you used to have? Wasn't it infested with rats at some point?
Did you have a mice situation?
In your bunk.
Oh, yeah. I came in my bus one time, starting a tour, and it came in the front, like the Xbox controllers, the rubber like thumbs on the Xbox controller were like kind of missing. I'm like, that's weird. And then I noticed in my bunk, I have some earplugs, old earplugs been lying around. They're kind of like chewed up. I'm like, that's what's going on. And then I noticed, went to the back, and our steel player picked up his shoe, and there's all these like peanut shells are in his shoe. He's like, what? And the peanuts are in the front of the bus. The mice have been carrying like all the peanuts to the back. They just infested our whole bus. So we had to have an extermination situation on that. That
so there you
bus.
Go, Chuck.
Yeah, man.
Congratulations.
I'm
you
so
made
excited.
It.
Your punk was the worst. So. Yeah. There's a few mouse traps back there and stuff. Just, you know, they like to cuddle. Sometimes they keep you warm at night. You know, they can be your friend on a lonely, long road
be
trip.
Great.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's take a breath here. John, that's your cue. You're back on. Take a breath. Thank you.
It was John the whole time.
I'll take complete ownership over that.
Gosh. You guys follow Charlie at Charlie Worsham. Stream Anything Like Me, and Charlie will be out on the road with Dirks. We'll be putting out his own music coming up this fall-ish.
Well, yeah, you know, you had a Cadillac 3 in last week, and I was in with them right after they left here, and we're talking too. I'm working on a lot of things, man. I'm thinking about a collaboration situation and a regular record too. So it'll be some time. But on TikTok, I'm keeping everybody posted. I'm posting every day there.
The only reason he's going on the road with me is so he could be a member of the Hot Country Nights. I mean,
that's why we're here, honestly.
Yeah, it's incentive.
Hey, yeah. I've been there. Overrated.
Original member.
Original member. Newest member.
Don't forget it.
Yep.
John Osborne and Brothers Osborne, they just mixed their first cake.
That's right. We got our first cake, folks.
The first cake's coming soon. And then Dirks, I don't really know why he's here, but it was good to see you, buddy.
The whole performance, I was waiting for Dirks to, like, I don't know, just
hit the high notes,
chime in, or just whip, like,
Dirks just shows up now with random artists.
But he literally just sat there and watched.
I come to see what's going on and check in, see, you know. Amy had let me down. I saw Lunchbox was TikToking earlier, working on his dancing with Morgan, and I just kind of see what you guys are up to. I forgot your wedding gift. It's back at the house.
No, you gave me a wedding gift.
But actually, the hard copy form of it.
Like, no, I've already used it.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great.
Immediately.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
We'll what the hell was it?
Don't worry about it. That will not be. I'll tell you this, though. I was at home one day, and I got a text. And I never know where Dirk is even living, honestly.
Because
some days here, some days he's on a bike in India, you know? Yeah. And I get a text going, hey, I forgot your wedding gift. And I was like, well, that was like a year ago. So, I mean, I'd forgotten that you'd forgotten. And he sent it, and I was like, and all I'm going to say is I was not shocked. I was...
I'll say it.
Hold on. Let me think of my word here. I was delighted by your generosity.
Cool.
Yeah. This is a good way to put it.
Well, he's thoughtful. He's a thoughtful guy.
And generosity. The greatest thing about someone thoughtful, also when they're rich... Yes, so it worked
helps.
Out perfectly.
It helps.
Yes. Wealthy gratitude.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, payroll is not really a thing. You can't do anymore. So it's like my way of kind of, you know, backdooring it in there.
Oh, that's how that works.
I have
a question for you, Dirks. I was flying a couple weeks ago, and we were going through really, really bad turbulence. I mean, really bad turbulence.
Yeah.
Where the whole plane is just. Wah, da, 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 da. And I look at the pilots.
Big plane?
Huh?
Big plane? Small plane?
Small plane.
Oh, talk about being rich. Okay.
You walked right into it.
But I have the edit button, so whatever. So we are, this thing is shaking like crazy. Yeah. And I look up and the pilots are chill.
Yeah.
Now, if you're flying your plane and you're going through some heavy turbulence, I know we went around a storm, but there's still, you hit the edge of that, what you're going around.
Yeah.
Do you ever hit turbulence so bad that you're scared?
I don't like turbulence more than anybody else. I mean, I'm looking to go up or down or left or right. I mean, you can kind of avoid it when you're up front and not having to just, you know, a lot of the big guys are just going straight because that's the cheapest way to get there. So they go through it. But I try to go around it as much as possible.
But again, we were in it. So would you have been scared like me? I was scared to death.
Well, it wouldn't be good if I was scared to death up front because that would be a problem for everyone behind me. As the pilot.
Do you ever fake it that you're not scared? Have you ever been in a situation and you're scared, but you're
I'm uncomfortable. I don't like getting thrown out. Like, when you get to the extreme and severe turbulence, that's not good. But like the moderate stuff, I have an app that you should get that can kind of show you what's going on up there. All the pilots report, it's called a PIREP, so it's like a pilot report of like turbulence and what's going on. You can see it on the app. And so if it's just like everyone's getting kicked around a little bit, you know, it's like you're not alone.
So you know when you die, which is kind of great. It's good to prepare for those things.
But yeah, I don't care for it much either. I don't look forward to it. Let's go.
But a plane has never gone down due to turbulence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me that.
We got an edit button. Yeah. Good thing. Yeah. Good.
No, like it caught in a thunderstorm and like, you know, ripped the wings off it. Yeah. Like a smaller plane. Not really at the heavier iron,
okay,
but like Pilatus or like a prop plane or something can get turned upside down. But no.
So I'll be taking the bus to all the gigs this summer in that condo bunk.
Dude Air. We call it my Dude Air, the smooth air that's Dude Air. It's a smooth. We always avoid that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The worst thing about it is when he is putting the oxygen mask on. It gets pretty rotten on there.
Wait,
that's the thing.
You've made them put oxygen masks?
No, when he's just wearing
the catering could have been rough on a few people's intestinal situations. Yeah. So there might be some.
He's the only one that has protection against the mask on while the guys are blowing the plane up from the inside.
And eight dudes on a plane. It's
pretty nasty.
How often do you fly now, Dirks? Will you fly once a month?
Well, I have a small plane that I own, a Caravan. I fly that probably once or twice a week. And then the bigger plane, which I have a sponsorship through Cessna, I fly that every show.
Still?
Yeah.
Do you ever get up and go, I cannot believe this metal thing is up in the air again? I would think you just go, we did it again, we're up. Holy crap. Every time.
It does. It's miraculous.
It's crazy. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
I have three kids and I want to be as successful as a dad, as I have been as a singer, and so there's no way I could tour without aviation. I'd be over. So
you mean generally speaking, like Wright Brothers or your own plane?
Just without being able to fly my own, having access to a jet.
I thought you meant like there's no way you could tour without the
Wright Brothers,
the development of aviation.
Yeah. No, I was not able to fly, and I have to be able to cut the corners off stuff and be two places at once. There's no way I could do music.
Well, let's say a special thank you to the Wright Brothers so Dirks can still be a dad be the rocking artist he is.
Thanks, man. That's your first compliment of the day.
No,
we are 33 minutes into it, but I appreciate it.
Hey, are you still doing the festival in Colorado?
Yeah.
Yes?
Seven Peaks Festival. It's happening Labor Day weekend. Yeah.
And so I'm
Morgan Wallen, Hardy, don't think you guys were there this year. Of course, Charlie were either.
It moved, right?
You played
in Hot Country Nights.
Down the street, yeah. Had to get a little redder dot on the map.
Yeah.
All right, there they are. Charlie Worsham, John Osborne, Dirk Bentley. Good to see you guys.
Good to see y'all.
I'll see all of you in individual capacities, I'm sure, very soon. All right, there they are. The Breathing Three, everybody. All right, time now for the stories of the day.
Bobby's Big
Stories.
A jury in Portland has convicted a self-published romance novelist who once wrote How to Murder Your Husband, a fatally shooting her husband 4 years ago. We talked about how this was going to trial, and it was a, oh, wow, the girl who wrote How to Murder Your Husband's on trial for murdering her husband? Guilty. Wow.
Shocking.
Guilty. I mean, I am shocked that you would do that even though you know in the universe you've already put out something called How to Murder Your Husband. Like, yeah, I am shocked that she would do that. A jury of 7 women and 5 men found Nancy Crampton Brophy, 71 years old. Also, she already got most of her life in. You know, she's kind of older. So she's like, I got to feel pretty good. Like, I got all my life in before I had to go to jail. Guilty of second-degree murder. They deliberated for 2 days. He was killed in 2018. Crazy. He had worked at the school since 2006. It was a culinary institute, and she killed him.
Wow. I mean, that is
I don't
wild.
Know if she took anything from her essay, How to Murder Her Husband.
I mean, she knows all about it.
Well, what does Lunchbox always say? You never know who you're sleeping.
You think you know who you're sleeping next to, but you have no idea.
But I mean, in this case, she kind of...
Yeah, she told
true.
Him.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
She's like, read my latest... Nah, I'm good, babe. I'm good. That's from CBS News. An unidentified woman from Oakland County, Michigan, who says she has a in-it-to-win-it attitude, just won $100,000 playing lottery. She says her attitude, that's what I did it for. She's in it to win it. The 62-year-old lottery official says, oh, man, I forgot to buy tickets at the store, so I just started buying them online. Then, boom, $100,000. She hit it, and she said it's only because she's in it to win it. Lunchbox, that's a problem. You're not in it to win it, apparently.
No, that's the stupidest quote I've ever heard. We're all in it to win it. That's why we play. If you're not in it to win it, why would you play?
Do you think every athlete competes at the same level? Some are way more in it to win it.
Oh, if she, you think she's more in it to win it than I am
well,
on the lottery?
Let's compare her winnings and yours. $100,000 for her.
$250.
$250, yeah. So you're not. That's UPI with that story. Police in Polk County, Florida are looking for 3 men they suspect stole $19,000 worth of jewelry from a Walmart. Officers say 3 men broke into the jewelry counter, took the merchandise, and then put it in a trash can and walked out the store without paying for it. The suspects are all estimated to be between 18 and 30, and police are asking for the public's help to figure out who they are. Yeah. WFLA. Walmart does have some good jewelry.
Yeah.
They have some good jewelry for sure. And so I get it. I get it. I relate. Yeah, I relate.
I've seen it in the little case, but I've never gotten to go look.
Make sure you don't ring up a self-checkout item at Walmart and mess that up, because at this one Walmart, they will now charge you for petty theft.
Oh. But what if it's an accident?
Well, we've all had an experience probably where we go through, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, this won't beep. Or I guess I've never accidentally stolen anything. You probably have.
Well, I've gotten all the way to my car and realized I had some chicken down below I never scanned.
On your cart?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what'd you do?
I had to go back in and scan the chicken.
Good thing they didn't tackle you. Can you imagine you're bringing it back in and be like, sorry, guys, I stole the chicken. Ooh.
Yeah.
So what's happening is there, you go through the self-checkout. If there's an oversight or an accident in Tucson, Arizona, people are getting hit with petty theft charges.
Wow.
And they're like, it was an accident. They're like, I just had the chicken on the bottom of my cart.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd probably serve some time in the slammer.
I mean, yeah. Some part of
you
me
would
is
also
curious
go to stores
about doing that.
And take your own bag, your purse, and then put stuff from the shelves in your purse and forget and then walk out.
Yeah, because my intent was to get one thing. So
yes,
I
officer, my intent
cart.
Was...
So then I end up having 5 to 10 things, and I'm having trouble juggling it, so I put it in my tote.
That's from K-G-U-N. Yeah, the judge doesn't really care about intent. My
like
intent wasn't to murder him. I know I wrote how it's my husband to kill him, but...
Intent is super important.
One reveals the horrors of having her eyeballs tattooed.
What?
Over the past 5 years, Amber Luke has made a career out of body modification. She's like, I love all the tattoos, but getting her eyeballs inked blue was one of the most brutal sessions she's ever experienced.
Oh, my gosh.
She... says it's like feeling the shards of glass going through your eyes. Yeah, it's a needle. It probably feels worse than glass. It's a needle jabbing in your eyeball. That is from Unilad.
Those were Bobby's Big
Stories.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Freedom is not free, and it comes with a high price paid for by America's heroes and their families. Heroes like Marine Corps Master Sergeant Aaron Torian, who died on February 15th, 2014 in Afghanistan. Before his death, he served honorably for 10 years with 2 combat tours in Iraq and 4 in Afghanistan. He was 36 years old when he passed, survived by his wife, Jerly, and their 3 children, Elijah, Laura Bella, and Avery. While left without their hero, the Torian family was not left behind. Each of their children are multi-year scholarship recipients from the Folds of Honor as they pursue their education. The Folds of Honor provides life-changing scholarships for families of military heroes like the Torian family. A need this great needs patriots like you. Join the Folds of Honor Squadron with a recurring donation of as little as $13 a month at www.foldsofhonor.org/squadron. That's foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Join the mission today. foldsofhonor.org/squadron. There's a guy who works as a school teacher. He has set the Guinness World Record for rapping 39 hours straight.
Dang.
Oh.
So he just goes. He rapped for 39 hours, 37 minutes, and 54 seconds. He uses the stage name Daikon. It's the Rap Marathon Guinness World Record. So he streamed it all on YouTube. The story's from UPI. And so here's a clip of the British man rapping.
What is it that I deserve? I don't really know, but you heard. This is a tribute to rap and hip hop.
Yeah, it sucks. I guess you can just...
I better not stop.
Sounds like Dr. Seuss.
Dude, after like 30 minutes, yeah. You're like, what do I rhyme?
But again, he's not even good.
But that had to be a clip of him like later, way into
later.
It.
Later.
Oh, like tired. Hour 38? Yeah,
he's like drinking water.
Fuzzy things.
Yeah.
It's talking, it blinks.
Exactly.
Well, I do want to do this for our listeners because there's one song that Lunchbox claims to know every single word to.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think we've shown our listeners how proficient he is in his hip-hop career. I guess we can call it that.
Yeah.
So, Lunchbox, what's the only song you know every single word to?
Lose Yourself by Eminem.
You even say you know all the little nuances. Like the
very beginning. Yeah.
So, And we're not going to, I guess, do it with the instrumental. You're going to do it with the real song, right? Because you're going to do it along with the song.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not saying you've memorized the song.
Right. I can just go boom. Right when he starts, I know next word, 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 boom.
Okay, for our listeners out there, Lunchbox knows every word to Lose Yourself, and he will now do it perfectly. Enjoy.
Sweaty, knees are weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti. Look, calm and ready. Mom's can't throw. Get down. Look how he's gonna loud. His mouth and the words don't come out. It's joking now. Oh, it was joking now. It's going now. Oh, it's over. Oh, back to reality. Oops, oops, there goes gravity. Back to the lecture lab. He joked bad at him. Yep. Easy. Oh, you go back.
That's it. You nailed it. You did it. Yeah. That's it. You nailed it. Wow. You haven't done that in a while.
That's good.
How good did that feel?
Man, I felt good. It's been a minute.
Where do you think you put yourself, though? Because you messed up a couple times. But
I maybe get a little rusty.
Like, what would you give yourself a grade, like in the percentages?
That one, probably 8.5.
Okay, so an 85%.
This explains a lot. Because, I mean, him thinking that
was... He was making noises I didn't know the human language made.
But, I mean, this see, like, everyone has different filters, mm-hmm. and, like, this explains why he is the way he is, because we think that was an 8.5. That's hilarious.
I hate her.
So 8.5. I'd rather you feel comfortable with it. If you heard it again, you'd probably do a 9.
Oh,
nine,
yeah.
Nine. Oh, you want more shot?
Yeah, let's go.
One more shot.
Let's
okay.
Go.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right. Woo-hoo-hoo. He's a little rusty. He's still passed on a roll.
Yeah.
All right, so this is Lunchbox again, who knows every word to Lose Yourself.
Hey, Ray, from the top. Sweaty, knees are weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, looks ready, written and ready. Bombs, can't forget the words that he wrote down. In his mouth, but the words won't come out. Oh, yeah. He's choking now. He's choking now. Oh, run out. Oh, snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity.
Well, there you have it. Scuba, why are you shaking your head? Have you never heard that before?
Because I'm newer to the show. What the hell was that? Like, he's rapping over the song with Eminem like a bad person in the car who doesn't know the lyrics to a song. If you know the song, you do over the instrumental.
No, but he can say right on beat and know all the words. Yeah.
You guys are kidding, right? Like, he doesn't know any of that.
He claims he does.
Did you try to hear that?
Like every other fifth word.
Were you listening?
I'm listening. Is anyone else listening?
He claims he does.
Yeah, okay. I walk away from this.
You ever hear Amy do Tupac?
No, I have not. I'd love to hear that.
I mean, Dear Mama, it's my jam.
She doesn't even have the lyrics up.
Kicked out.
Okay, well, hold it. Let's see how far she can go. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go, Ray. Here's Amy on the spot. Tupac, Dear Mama.
I appreciate it.
Let's see how she does. No lyrics in front of her.
It's been too long.
It's been a long time. Here we go. And...
When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back in the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was with the big boys, breaking all the rules. And even though I had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blame mama. You think in elementary, I'd see the penitentiary.
All right.
In one all day.
Right. Who's better, Lunchbox?
If I had Tupac with me right now, I would nail every single line.
Yeah.
I mean, you just laughed at me.
You had Eminem.
You just laughed at me, and then you come out with that. Need to go back to the lab.
It sounded like you were speaking a different language or like having a seizure or something.
You go back to the lab again.
No, the lab is where you would go right.
That's what I'm saying. Amy needs to go back. Snap back to reality. Oops, there goes gravity.
He got it. He got it again. He knows it. There he is.
All right.
That was good, Lunchbox.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you guys do to your kids?
What? Yes, this is exactly. You just go. We try. Yeah, we use that language.
What
do you mean? Can tell you're. It would be more like this. I can tell you're working so hard.
Oh yeah. All right, we're gonna play us out here, Amy. Here you go.
You all appreciate.
Oh, I get him this time.
Yeah, let's hit it.
Okay.
Let's hit it.
All right, here we go. Lady. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back in the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys, kids breaking all the rules. With my baby sister, over the years, he was poor than other little kids.
And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things were wrong, we blame mama. I reminisce all the stress I caused. It was hell hugging on my mama from a jail cell. Hey, who'd think in elementary? Hey, I'd send a penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Got my mama whooping to my backside. And even as a black queen, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I can't understand. Easy trying to raise a man.
No, that's enough. All right, there we go. Yeah. Pretty good, though, right?
That's really good.
Yeah, I need good job, that. Guys. I just remember I need to practice that more so I can always be prepared. You
that's
never
right.
know.
You
know,
what do you mean? You're getting one shot.
When you can't keep reciting that song.
I mean, but okay, who won?
You won.
Thank you.
Amy, you're the winner.
Yeah.
Is that what you guys do to your kids? Just tell them they won to make them feel good?
Yeah. All right. Man, one beat. Oh, guys, come on. Come on. You're going to make me do this one?
Do you know all the words to this?
I don't know. I'll try it, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
It's Bare Naked Ladies. What's it called? I know, I forget.
Okay, yeah.
It's a lot of songs. All right, turn the music up. Later. Hold it now, I'll make your hood wink. I'll make you stop, think. I see you looking like Aquaman. A salmon dish to the fish, although I like the salad swish. I like the sushi because I never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Look at Leanne rhymes because I'm all about value. Bert Kempfert's got the mad hits. I try to match wits. He try to hold me, but I bust through. Gonna get a set. Okay, I'm done. That's another. There we go. All right, we gotta go. We got it. And then we hit another one. On the phone is Shannon, who lives in Tallahassee, Florida. Amy, Tallahassee is the capital of what state?
Florida.
Thank you. I even said it. Just didn't want you to miss it again.
Wow.
Yeah,
no
I
problem.
Know. All right. Shannon, how are you?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
You good?
I'm great. Thanks, Bobby.
I'm going to give you a chance here to win a $100 gift card to Tractor Supply because I don't know what you need. Pet food? Maybe a new grill? Maybe you want to get some mulch? There's a good song called Buy Dirt. Maybe you want some fishing equipment, but a $100 gift card to Tractor Supply. All you have to do is pick the person in the studio, Eddie, Lunchbox, or Amy, who's going to know these songs that come from movies. Okay, so it's a movie theme game. Okay, Shannon, so who would you like to represent you?
You know, I feel like Lunchbox is really good with just random statistics, so I'm going to go with Lunchbox.
Great choice.
What show do you listen to?
Like maybe random sports statistics.
Maybe random nothing.
Right. So if I were to play the theme song to this movie right here, would you know it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Top Gun.
Right, it's out this weekend.
Of course.
Got it. Good. All right, so write your answers down. We have 7 of these. Can you name the movie Lunchbox you're playing for Shannon? Here we go.
Let's go, Shannon.
Everybody's in. Amy, what do you have?
Rocky.
Lunchbox?
Rocky.
Eddie?
Rocky.
Correct. All right, Shannon, you're still in the game here. Amy?
Star Wars.
Lunchbox?
Star Wars.
Eddie?
Star Wars.
It's Star Wars, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like... Could have been the other one.
All right, here's exactly. Number 3. Name this movie theme. All right, Amy, coming over to you. What movie is that?
$1 million.
Answer? Incorrect. Lunchbox?
The movie, baby. Austin Powers.
Oh, that's it.
Eddie?
Austin Powers, baby.
Correct. Austin Powers. Name this movie theme. Amy?
James Bond.
Lunchbox?
That was a guess. Mission Impossible.
Oh.
Eddie?
James Bond, 007.
The answer is James Bond. That's correct. Eddie now takes the lead by one.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry, Shannon.
It's all right.
Oh, no.
Not even worried about it.
You got 3 left. Name this one. Amy?
Ghostbusters.
Lunchbox?
Ghostbusters.
Eddie?
Ghostbusters.
All right, good deal. Next up, name this one. What? This is the movie theme game. Can you name this one? Lunchbox, they're clueless, so
the
if
movie?
You can somehow pull I this know, out of
I
your
know,
butt.
I know.
Find one of those random statistics apparently you've been rocking lately.
Yeah, that's what I do rock.
Yeah. Are you guys in?
Yeah,
no?
I'm in.
Eddie's in.
I got something written down. Whoa, it hit hard.
All right, 3 seconds. Write your answer down.
Mm.
All right.
Ben? Yeah, I wrote something down.
Amy.
I don't know. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, no. Lunchbox.
Shallow.
Shallow's not even the movie.
La, 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 la.
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah. Eddie.
Man, I have vampires making out, so give me Twilight.
Ooh, good one.
Okay, so we played again from the top, Ray. So, does that sound familiar?
No.
No.
No. Really?
No. No.
Okay, I'll give you something and you'll know it. Let it play here. Beautiful though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Here we go. It's been a long time without you, my friend.
Fast and the Furious!
But I tell you.
Oh, wow! Yeah. We saw this movie.
Dang, Lunchbox.
I had to find that key.
That was your time to shine.
You gotta get up there real high. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fast and the Furious, that's your wheelhouse.
Lunchbox, you're only one down.
That's right.
I think we have two more to go.
We're good.
Okay. Yeah, you can do
Ray,
it.
Ray, play this one. Eddie puts his pen down.
Mm.
Lunchbox, you gotta get it.
Let's go.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna get this one.
Okay, are you in?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I know the genre, but I don't know.
Genre?
Well, if we played Name That Movie Genre, maybe.
Genre?
You have a shot here. Amy, what's the movie?
It?
What's the movie?
It.
Oh. Who's on first? No. Eddie.
I have Harry Potter.
Oh.
Lunchbox.
Sixth Sense.
Well, one of you is right.
It's probably Eddie.
It ain't
probably
it.
Harry Potter.
It's Harry Potter.
Yeah.
All right, one more just for spits and giggles.
Mm. What genre did Lunchbox have, by the
yeah,
way?
What genre was that?
Horror.
What, horror? Harry Potter's not horror.
Oh,
I thought
horrible.
It was a scary movie, too. Okay. It.
You didn't say the genre was horrible. All right, here we go. Worth 3 points.
Whoa!
Yeah, Lunchbox, you get this when you're back in it.
I'm not gonna get it.
Bye.
Listen, listen, dude.
What in the heck could this be?
What's the genre, you think?
Probably terrible.
Horrible.
Terror. What? Terrible.
Oh, come on, Lunch. You can do it.
Amy, you too, right?
I'm out. I can't get I can't win, I don't think.
All right. Amy, what do you have?
Coco?
Lunchbox?
Titanic.
Eddie?
The Godfather.
The Godfather, yeah.
Well, of course it's from Eddie's era.
What are you talking about?
Well, Eddie, you won.
Let's go. Oh, sorry, Shannon.
Okay, Shannon, there is a second opportunity for you to win this $100 gift card, okay? We're going to play this one. If you can name this movie theme, it's your second chance. Name this movie theme, Shannon. What do you got, Shannon?
Oh, gosh. I have no clue. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll give you a hint.
I am the worst at movies.
John Mellencamp's from what state?
Interesting. Who?
What?
That's random.
Tyrese Halliburton plays guard for what NBA team from what state?
Los Angeles Lakers. Okay?
No. Okay. Mm-hmm. How about Hoosiers?
Nice.
The movie.
And the team.
Say Hoosiers.
Also the Hoosier team, yes. I was going to say it was set in this
state. Gene Hackman.
Is that the movie?
Hoosiers, yeah.
That song?
Say it.
No, that's not the
movie.
That's a hint.
That's a hint.
Lunchbox trying to get her to say Hoosiers. No. Okay, let me give you one more hint.
I don't.
How about this? The 500. This race to 500.
Oh, I got this, nice. Bobby.
Go ahead.
Daytona 500, oh. Florida.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I was looking for Indiana as in Indiana Jones. Oh. I was trying to write.
You tried your best, Bounce.
Okay. Oh,
I thought you were saying it was Hoosiers.
I thought it was
Hoosiers, but it's in Indiana.
I know. Like, I thought that's why you were
just. What does Star Trek have to do with any of this?
I can't give her a prize unless she wins legally. Yeah, I give her one more shot here.
We can
coin
win.
Flip. Okay, I'm going to flip it and let Amy see it beforehand.
She's calling it, though.
Yes, but don't call it yet. She's going to call it after I flip it. You tell me what this lands on.
Nope.
Don't say it. Do you have it?
Yeah, I got it.
Don't lie.
I don't lie.
Heads or tails, Shannon?
Heads.
We did it!
We did it!
USA! 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 USA!
Right,
we did it! They doubted us, but we won,
No,
Shannon.
You didn't win.
Did
That's
nothing.
Right. You didn't do crap. No, you lost.
No,
you lost.
Shannon,
okay.
We won!
Shannon, stay on the phone. You win.
I did it!
You did it.
Tallahassee, oh Florida represent.
You do crap, Shannon. I mean, Lunchbox.
Shannon,
Shannon didn't do much either. I'll be honest with you. I did most of the lifting there. Shannon, congratulations. Thank you for listening. Stay on the phone, okay?
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Tampa, Florida. A woman was running from police, ran, oh, boom, crashed into a motorcycle. And when police tried to arrest her, she throws a snake. Wah! Throws it at the deputy, runs away. They tackled her and they got her. But
wasn't it a fake snake to a rubber snake?
Yeah, but, I mean, just think, though. Man, you get that snake thrown at you. Ah!
Yeah,
it's like, what is she,
not
a clown?
I would freak out.
Does she squirt him with her flower on her lapel as well? Can't get me caught. Yeah, got it.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
On the phone, it's Nicole in Virginia. Hey, Nicole, what's going on?
Hi. So I was actually calling in about Eddie being a lifeguard. I work at a nonprofit organization where we actually do lifeguard trainings and train people for that. So I really did want to encourage him because we're noticing that the average age is going up. We really are in a need for lifeguards. We actually just celebrated a birthday for one of my favorite lifeguards, and he turned 64 years old.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
Wow, 64.
Well, I got a couple questions for you, Nicole, because Eddie, by the way, if you're just catching up with us, Eddie said he wants to go back and be a lifeguard again. There's a need in his town, and he wants to make a little extra money.
Yeah.
And he used to be a lifeguard.
As a teenager.
Yeah. Do you think Eddie could pass the test right now, Nicole, with no training?
Well, here's the thing. I'm a little concerned that he said swimming is something that he doesn't feel confident in. Swimming, we actually, you know, that's just kind of our warm-up, what we do.
Yeah.
One of the tests that a lot of people fail on is we have them dive to the bottom of a 9-foot pool, and they have to lift a 10-pound weight, come up, and then tread with it above their head for a minute.
That's no problem. That one I can do
That's no problem.
I can tread for days. I'm telling
you. I don't think you can hold 10-pound weight above your head for a minute now.
Absolutely.
Sitting in this room.
That one I'm not worried about. It's the 500. Are you still doing 500-meter swimming?
Yes, we do 500-meter swimming with no breaks, so you can't stop. You can't put your feet down, anything like that. And with the treading, you have to have the weight above your head. It can't drop at any point.
Oh, he's acting like that's nothing. Fail. He's waving you. He's shaking you off,
the
Nicole.
The treading, I'm not worried about the treading.
Well, I think if anybody that wants to be a lifeguard goes, well, the problem is swimming. That feels like the thing that shouldn't be the problem.
Yeah, right.
Of all
right,
the
right.
things, there should be many things that I got. But swimming seems like the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see how that's a red
so
flag.
I want you to try. I want you to go take the test.
Okay.
That'd be awesome. And then maybe you can lifeguard a little bit.
Okay.
Nicole, you know, Eddie's got 3 saves. He's got 1 double.
That's great. That's phenomenal. But that was not recent. So the fact, again, that he said swimming was his main concern kind of made me chuckle. I'm like, okay, well, that's what we do as a warm-up. And then you get into the life-saving techniques.
I don't think you heard me. He's got a double. Yeah, he's got a double
Nicole,
save.
I have a double save.
A double.
I save 2 people at one
That's
time.
That's a unicorn.
Nicole, let me ask you, how many saves do you have?
I have 8. So,
all right. Well, that's it for Nicole
good
today.
Answer.
Hey, Nicole.
Amazing.
We appreciate you calling in. I'm going to give you a Tractor Supply $100 gift card, and I'm going to tell you why Tractor Supply is so awesome. They have grills and fire pits, and I have animals, obviously, and they have pet food and toys, and they actually have like vet and get medicine there. They have fishing equipment. So Tractor Supply is awesome. You're not really going to go there to get a tractor, but they have everything at Tractor Supply. And so I want to give you a $100 gift card, Nicole, for calling in and being an awesome listener.
Awesome. No, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I work at a summer camp, so we actually have fishing at our summer camp. That'll be great. I work with children, so we're trying to get your Stanley the Dog book as well. It's just so nice listening to you guys every morning.
Well, thank you. Well, they have fishing equipment, baits, lures, rods.
Nice.
Rods. Yeah, track perfect. Spy. All right. So Nicole's been a great caller. You get a $100 gift card, and thank you for listening. And we'll move from that. That's it. That's it for today. We got to end on that note. We'll see you guys next week. Have an awesome weekend. Bye, everybody.
We salute our fallen heroes and give thanks this Memorial Day weekend. It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they're going to last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org.